champ is here!
It's fantasy football time on Patriots.com with the fantasy football champs.
Fitzgerald leaps, and he's got it! It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald!
Dominate your league with the guys from FFChamps.com.
Brees throwing back in the end zone, leaping grab, touchdown!
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright are the fantasy football champs.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the fantasy football champs. It is week 9 in the NFL. I am Bill Enright. With me, as always, is Todd DeVries. Todd, what's going on, man? As we're broadcasting live on Patriots.com radio, there was one trade that we know about, and it involved the Patriots and a defensive tackle from the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, big fantasy news here, Bill.
Oh, very exciting, riveting stuff.
Yeah, for those of you that are just tuning in, Bill, do you have the story up? The defensive tackle for the Philadelphia Eagles, starting defensive tackle, Isaac Sopoaga,
yep,
is going to the Patriots. The Eagles are packaging their defensive tackle with a sixth-round draft pick in exchange for the Patriots' fifth-round draft pick. I know from the Eagles' standpoint, they have a lot of young defensive linemen that they'd like to get into the mix. And this big guy is 32 years old and didn't really do much for them. But he should be helpful to the Patriots, who are looking for some D-line help in the absence of big Vince Wilfork.
Yeah, so from a defensive front for the Patriots, they can certainly use a D-tackle. But from an NFL fantasy football standpoint, Todd, we saw a lot of rumors linked to some high-profile wide receivers, Akeem Nicks, Josh Gordon, Kenny Britt, and a lot of teams out there we thought needed wide receivers, including the Patriots. Even running backs like Maurice Jones-Drew was linked to being traded, Tony Gonzalez. But as far as I can tell, nothing happened. Boring.
Now, the most exciting thing that happened involving fantasy was Jerry Jones flapping his gums once again. Did you hear this one?
No, what did that?
He said that Jerry Jones had, he just had to speak up, you know. So he said that Deion Sanders would have shut down Megatron on Sunday.
Oh, please.
Yeah. So there you go. That was the most exciting thing to cross over the news wire in the last hour or two.
Well, I'm a little bit let down, Todd. You know, the NFL trade deadline, they had a trade deadline countdown timer on NFL Insiders, and I was watching it. I was hoping Adam Schefter would have popped up on screen. I was hoping Chris Mortensen would have came on screen and said, you know, Josh Gordon has been traded to the Lions, or, you know, Akeem Nicks is going to the Patriots. But nothing happened. Big letdown. Very, very upset.
But, you know, we got our big trade earlier in the year. It's been a flop, but we got the Trent Richardson trade.
Right.
And, hey, maybe teams, this might be stretching it a little bit, maybe teams were a little, you know, scared off. I mean, the Browns got a first-round pick in exchange for Trent Richardson, and Trent Richardson hasn't done diddly poo this
true.
Year.
That's
so
true.
So, you know, if you're getting the Browns,
jeez, oh,
what was that, Kevin?
Sorry, I had a rough lunch. You know,
that's a great way to introduce little our
indigestion.
Producer, Kevin Collins.
Ugh.
That was actually Isaac Sopoaga just walking into the room.
he's like 700 pounds, you know.
That's what I'm looking forward to. We have all these malnourished defensive linemen that are trying to play tackle for us that, you know, don't even weigh 300 pounds. And that's part of the reason why everyone and their mother goes for it on fourth down and one or two against the Patriots and runs the ball right between the tackles and gets, like, Lamar Miller, Daniel Thomas was in for this particular play, on fourth and one, got 18 yards right up the middle. Just ridiculous.
Well, that will help them out.
Just need a guy to eat some space.
He
some sandwiches.
He played on 39% of the defensive snaps for the Eagles, and he basically played only on running plays.
Yeah,
so he's just what the doctor ordered.
And Joe Villano's still going to get burned, and he's one of the guys that's filled in for Vince Wilfork. But like I was telling John Rook in the show before, he's a different type of body. He's 300 pounds. He's more able to kind of collapse the pocket and get after the passer as opposed to stuff the run. So it's nice to have a complimentary tackle in Sopoaga who can eat some space.
What I don't get is what's in it for the Eagles, because
absolutely nothing. That's why I would be pissed if I was an Eagles fan.
They gave up a sixth rounder?
Well, here's the deal. They got where the Eagles are going to be. They're going to be picking in the top 10 of the sixth round.
Yeah.
And the Patriots will be in the, you know, bottom 5-6 of the fifth round. So, Bill,
I don't get it either. The Patriots got the player and the pick in exchange for a fifth round pick.
Right.
Which I just don't get. If it would like
Eagles weren't bringing this guy back next year. He's old as dirt.
At first when I read the deal, Bill, I thought that the Patriots were giving up a fifth and a sixth.
Right.
And I was still okay with it. And then I found out that they were getting the sixth and I was like, wow, they're really not giving up anything. And they have a ton of room. They have like $10 million under the cap. So it's one of those things where they really can't lose. They're just kind of taking a risk on a guy and I don't mind it at all.
It was this time last year when the Pats traded for Tlaib,
yeah. And I saw a tweet earlier in the day from Ian Rappaport of NFL Network that said that Tlaib trade came in less than a minute before the deadline through the league office.
Yeah.
And Lacanfora just tweeted about 5 minutes ago that he has confirmed with the NFL that this is the only trade that has taken place.
Wow.
So, very quiet.
Hmm.
Bill's disappointed. He wants to
I wanted to see some moves. I wanted to see some action.
Some wheeling and dealing?
Wheeling and dealing, limousine riding. Jet flying. You know what it is. It was kind of a ho-hum weekend in the NFL in Week 8. Todd, I know you were a little disappointed from this weekend's action.
Well, I was disappointed because of the action that took place on Monday night. Left a very sour taste in my mouth from a fantasy football perspective.
All right, so Monday night game was the Seahawks and the Rams. Who were you banking on, Marshawn Lynch, or what was happening?
I was banking on just holding on to a lead.
Oh, okay.
And my opponent had Russell Wilson and Golden Tate.
Oh.
Okay, and even through, almost the end of the third quarter, I'm looking good. I'm up like 27 points. We have kind of a funky PPR format. And then Russell Wilson throws that 80-yard touchdown to Golden Tate, which gave my opponent, you guessed it, 28 points, Bill. I lost by
one. Oh, man.
I mean, Golden Tate, it wasn't like he had a huge game. He caught He caught three balls on the whole night. Two of them happened to be for touchdowns.
He should have lost a point for being an a-hole.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing I was just going to say is that, you know, he had to shove it into my face by taunting. Wait.
He was actually waving Todd DeVries' fantasy win goodbye as he was running down the sideline. He was waving goodbye to Todd DeVries.
I tell you what, that defensive back almost pushed him out the one.
Yeah, that was close.
That would have been classic.
Or if he, like, let go of the ball before he went over and fumbled.
Anything.
They're showing it again on ESPN right now. I love it.
He started taunting him at the 25-yard line.
I know.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen a longer taunt than that one.
Yeah.
He
says, that was immature of me, hurt my team. I got to stay composed, act like I've been there before. I got to apologize to our special teams, put them in an awkward situation, but more happy to get up and learn from it and move forward. Thanks, Golden.
Yeah, thanks.
The more you know with Golden Tate.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is, Kevin, in college football, you know what happens there?
Well, the touchdown doesn't count.
Yeah, wherever he started taunting, he said 25-yard line.
Yeah, it would have been 15 yards
from there.
Put the ball
down there,
right?
Back 15 yards.
Yeah, that's and I'll admit, you don't see those calls that much in the NFL. So when it happened, I thought that's what was going to happen, and I will fully admit to not knowing that taunting rule, and now I know.
I was hoping the refs would have just screwed up and used the college rule.
Or the linesman running down the sideline just sticks out his foot after he sees him being an a-hole and just trips him.
So, Bill, sour taste in my mouth. I lost. And I not to mention, I just saw my opponent. He's a neighbor of mine.
Ugh.
Just saw him like an hour ago, and he just kind of gave me a thumbs up. I didn't even acknowledge him.
You could rake some leaves into his yard. You got a dog? You could put one of those, for trick-or-treat, you could put one of those flaming bags of dog poop on his step. There's a lot of things you can do coming up here.
Yeah, there might be something going on. Because he didn't even like say anything. He just looked my way, getting the mail, and he put his thumb up.
Does he have kids?
Yes.
When they come trick-or-treating, give them, like, bricks of coal or, like, something like that. Give them dental floss. That'll liven them up.
That's the way to do it. Go through the kids to get back.
Yeah, make the kids pay for it.
Yeah.
And then he has to deal with all their bitching and moaning.
Listen, I don't know, guys. Todd, he beat you. You could have been doing this stuff, leading into the game. But now that the game's over, I mean, he has all the power here. You blew it.
No, I didn't blow it. RG3 blew it. Guess how many points I got from that bum?
Eight points?
Zero.
Oh, God.
I got zero from RG3. So yeah, it's RG3's fault, really.
It is RG3's fault.
Yeah. So, what are you gonna do? But you know what, Bill? The rest of the slate, you mentioned it. It wasn't that terribly exciting. I you know what, Kevin? By the way, I wrote down last week we all predicted the Patriots game.
Right.
One of you had 28-14 Pats. One of you had 31-20 Pats. I think I had
31-20.
Okay, I had 27-20, and if they hadn't blocked that field goal,
you would have hit it right on the number.
Bingo.
Wow. I can't believe I'm losing to this guy.
Exactly.
I told you guys the Dolphins would give him a game, and for one half they did it.
Well, let's be fair here. I mean, what did you pick, a touchdown spread? I picked an 11-point spread, so it wasn't like I picked a complete romp or anything like that.
Bill's talking like it was going to be a blowout.
Yeah, blame Bill, not me.
All right, Bill.
The Dolphins suck. So it should have been a blowout.
What were you thinking at halftime? 17-3.
I couldn't believe it.
I couldn't either.
What did Brady have, like 36 passing yards?
I think he had 25.
What is going on?
I was curled up in the fetal position crying. It was terrible.
What the hell happened?
Got booed off the field.
Amendola was back. Gronk was back. The pieces are starting to fall into place.
I think the problem, Bill, was that the offensive line was not having a great game. And they still didn't on the whole, but he was getting absolutely killed back there in the first half.
Maybe they should trade for one of the Eagles' linemen.
Audric, I believe his name is.
Jared
yeah,
Audric.
He was just pistol-whipping the Patriots' offensive line.
Hey, how about Pouncey getting served papers after the game?
Yeah, how about that?
Is that crazy or
hey,
what?
You don't see that every day.
Certainly not.
I wish I saw it. It would have been funny.
Yeah.
I wish I had some inside scoop and I had my cell phone camera out or something like that, but I didn't see it.
Aaron Hernandez situation is the gift that keeps on giving.
Sure
I'm telling you what, don't be surprised. This is very remote chance of happening, but within the next 12 months, if somehow Urban Meyer gets roped into all this.
Interesting. That would be a coup, wouldn't it?
Next weekend, the Steelers come to town, right?
Yeah, and that's the other brother, right?
And Marquise Pouncey.
Let's be honest. Both those guys are complete dopes for wearing those
Hernandez.
I mean, let's just get that out of the way. Complete dopes.
Yeah, big time.
Not much respect for either one of those guys.
No.
I mean,
that's so disrespectful to the people, you know, hurt and affected by what has happened. I can't even – there's no way to even try to justify doing something like that.
Nope.
Yeah, I mean, that is – Hernandez was their boy, but at the same time.
He can still be their boy, and they can still support him, but you don't need to do that.
Yeah, like wear it out to a club. Like, you're looking for attention.
Go hang out with Plexico.
Yeah, well.
I'll tell you what, man.
Bunch of idiots.
Kevin. I tell you one thing that you were probably very happy with was the last second non-clock it play by Matthew Stafford, your quarterback.
Yes.
That you just traded for a week or two ago.
Yeah, had a monster game thanks to Calvin.
Did you win?
No, I got smoked in both leagues. I'm sinking like a stone. Because Brady's in the two quarterback league, Brady's my second quarterback to Stafford, and he did nothing. And then in my work league, Brady's my quarterback, and he obviously didn't do anything.
You know, Kev, listen, I want to have sympathy for you, but I don't.
No, I don't have any sympathy for myself. It is what
because
it is.
Because so many people called us all summer long, and they were all Patriot fans here on Patriots.com radio asking, you know, when they should draft Gronk, when they should draft Ridley, when they should draft Amendola, when they should draft Brady. And all these people wanted the Patriot players, and we kind of said, guys, it's not going to be lights-out offense like it was last year.
Well, sorry to interrupt you, Bill. I got him as a fourth and fifth-round draft pick in those leagues, respectively. So it wasn't
right,
like I wasted a high.
Stafford get drafted?
No doubt later than that, obviously.
When did...
You know, I could have got Philip Rivers, too, which is another one. I had him last year, guys, in my two-quarterback league, and he didn't do anything, so I didn't want to hitch my wagon to him again.
Wow.
So one of those kind of love-hate relationships where I had been burned before, and I know you guys know how that goes.
Do you want to... I just pulled something up on my one of my leagues here. You want to care to guess... Going by total fantasy points, not fantasy points per game, where Tom Brady ranks in like a standard scoring league for
20th.
You want to guess, Kevin?
So just for quarterbacks?
Yeah, and this is.
I'm gonna guess 24th.
25. And he hasn't had a bye yet, right?
No, he is not. He is not. They have it after the Pittsburgh
game. So he's played an extra game than a lot of these guys, and he's 25th.
Who has more points, Brady or Geno Smith?
Michael Vick has played, like, two games.
I went and got Jason Campbell.
Flacco, Big Ben, Terrell Pryor, Carson Palmer, Tannehill, Sam Bradford, Jay Cutler, Alex Smith, Geno Smith.
Yeah, Geno has more, huh?
Yeah, in the two quarterback league, guys, where you have to start two, it kind of everyone hogs quarterbacks because that way people end up getting stuck not being able to play a quarterback.
Right, of course.
So I had Glennon and Campbell on my bench, and if I had played either one of them, I would have won my matchup over Brady. That is.
I mean, it's.
But I wasn't. I mean, I don't know. It's hard because you. I'm not going to say waste a pick, but you spend a fourth or fifth round pick, which is still pretty high on a guy. And, you know, it's hard to kind of justify in your head and make that, like, you know, gut kind of trigger pull on putting in Glennon or Campbell over Brady.
They played eight games, right, guys?
Yep.
Guess how many times Brady has thrown for over 230 yards?
I'd guess twice.
Three times. 269 against the Saints, 288 in the opener against Buffalo, 316 against Atlanta.
Yeah,
Everything else is in the 100s.
His best game is 316?
Yes, I believe.
316, 288, 269.
So he's only had one 300-yard game.
Yeah, you know, you have to kind of give like a disclosure here. We're only focusing on fantasy football. Obviously, the Patriots are still winning ball games. That's really what matters to the team and to the fans. But this is a fantasy football show. And right now, Brady is not living up to elite standards. In fact, Yahoo, if you have your league on Yahoo, they just removed Tom Brady from the cannot cut list.
Jeez.
That doesn't shock me.
That's pretty bad.
Well, no, it's terrible, but it like when we're like Bill just quantified this argument. We are just talking fantasy football here.
Of course.
Yeah.
But I mean, I played Bill, it was a horrific mismatch cuz I go and I get 8 points from TB12 and I'm playing against Newton who had 31 in this league. So it's like already kind of, and this is the one quarterback league I'm talking about, already you're, you know, almost 25 points in the hole just on one position. So it's brutal.
Did you guys see Brady and Giselle dressed up as Dorothy and the Lion?
I did. I thought that was cute.
Did you see Samantha Steele and Christian Ponder dress up as Squints and Wendy Peppercorn?
I didn't see that one.
That was a better one.
It's the hottest Dorothy I've ever seen, though.
Yeah.
And it popped up on my Twitter as like, and I'm looking at it, and it's like, oh, hot Dorothy. And I was like, do I have to go on Urban Dictionary to see what this actually means? And I was like, oh, no, it's Giselle. I get it.
Yeah.
You know, you hear of like a hot Carl, a hot Richard. I was like, is hot Dorothy something?
Did you guys have Halloween parties this weekend?
I did not.
I did.
Todd, what were you dressed up as?
I was Michael Myers.
Michael Myers?
You don't understand.
Bill, you're big into Halloween, aren't you?
I was Dr. Evil.
There you go. I knew you were a big Halloween guy.
I'm not a big Halloween guy, but I do attend parties. I actually
more than I can say.
I don't enjoy Halloween, but I enjoy the Halloween parties.
I want to dress up as the Geico camel.
I want to hear this Todd Halloween Michael Myers.
All right, so my wife drags me to a Halloween party with a bunch of people I don't know.
Oh.
Like, and I could care, you know, I don't care about. Plus it's a college football night. I love watching my college football.
Yeah.
I'm missing all the primetime games. And it's also a kids party. It's worth noting. So we brought our kids along. My son, by the way, was Green Man
from It's Always Sunny. Love it.
And he. But it's kind of a happy party, you know. Everyone's in like funny outfits and all this stuff. I walk in, Michael Myers.
That is kind of funny, actually.
And I just stand there because I don't know these people anyway, so I could care less. And I just kind of stare at him.
What you looking at?
With the mask on?
Yeah.
Oh,
full mask.
God.
I got the full green suit, boots.
What did your wife have?
My wife, what was she? She was some like 50 Shades of Grey thing.
Really? At a kid's party?
They don't know what it was.
And what about your daughter?
The one guy.
Scandalous.
Well, it wasn't scandalous as the one guy. He, remember the Saturday Night Live skit with Justin Timberlake where there's a box?
Oh, yeah. Your male member in a box?
Yes.
Right.
That was actually a pretty great costume.
Oh, I bet.
But all the kids were wondering what was in the box.
They wanted to keep opening the box, I bet.
Yeah. So about an hour in, the guy's like, I got to take this thing off.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
What was your daughter?
She was a ninja.
All right. Very cool.
She a tomboy?
No.
Ninja's definitely a tomboy.
She's a big cheerleader, isn't she?
Yeah, she's a boy.
Cheerleader, dancer. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so I basically just sat there to answer your question, Bo. I sat there on the couch, completely unsocial, slugging back beers.
I like that.
Watching football.
There was. I went to a party on Friday night and a party on Saturday night. Neither of which my girlfriend fiance came with me. She had work both nights, so I was solo. The Friday night party was all my college friends in New York City. The second one was just around the corner. My flag football team had it. And there was a girl. Do you guys know the movie Fifth Element?
I have not seen that one.
Oh, it's
I've heard of it. I've seen the trailer for it.
One of my all-time favorite movies. Bruce Willis is in it.
Yeah, he's like the air taxi cab driver or something.
Yes, it's very futuristic. And Mila Jovovich is one of the hottest roles she's ever had. And one of the scenes, she has a white, almost like tape around some of her parts of her body. And there was a girl dressed up at this party with just white lines, and she had the red wig. Oh, my God. I'm talking about one of the probably top three bodies of all time I've ever seen on Halloween.
And your better half wasn't with you?
No.
So hot.
It was ridiculous.
Want to touch the
honey? If you know what I'm, if you know this Fifth Element outfit that I'm talking about, I wish you'd seen the movie because
I'm on the Google box right now.
She is so hot in it, and she has literally like just a white line over her chest and a white line over below her belly button, and that was it. And it was crazy. We had a good time. Always a good time.
We had a good time.
No, not her.
I see what you're working with, Bill.
No. Not her and I. Just in general. Everyone at the party had a good time. No fights, so it was fun.
All right.
And then I had to wake up Sunday morning. I had to get ready for my injury report and everything. So I didn't really get to party too much.
So back to the games.
Back to fantasy football for a little
Detroit bit. Detroit and Dallas came through big time with some fantasy juice.
That was it.
Yeah, I was just going to say, there wasn't too much after that. Well, Drew Brees came through. I mean, I know we're going to go through our champs and chumps here soon.
Yeah.
But that Dallas-Detroit game was kind of it. But, Bill, you know, when you have six teams on a bye, yeah, it's kind of hard to find some good matchups, especially with the six teams that were on a bye, you know?
The Ravens, Bears, Texans, Colts, Chargers, Titans all had the week off.
Right.
And from fantasy football, you know, you're talking about a lot of playmakers.
Yeah, and then the one game that we were looking forward to, Bill, the 4 o'clock, or Redskins-Broncos, the Redskins didn't show up fantasy-wise.
What was it, like 7-0 for the first two quarters?
The Redskins scored at the end of the half to make it 7-7 at halftime. Now, of course, there was an explosion in the second half of defensive scores, and Peyton Manning woke up a little bit. But for the most part, I mean, you know, we were pretty excited, Bill, about the prospects of RG3 – doing something kind of in, you know, garbage time, catch-up mode, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, did nothing.
And nothing. Again, in my league, where you get negative points for turnovers, I had got 0 points out of the guy.
Yeah.
Terrible. So, very disappointing in that game. Peyton Manning showed that he's human. 3 interceptions. I don't know, man. I mean, Orange Julius looked a little banged up. At least Welker, Demaryius Thomas, Norshel Moreno had solid outings. Peyton Manning had a solid outing overall. But the Redskins, Jordan Reed was okay. Alfred Morris, okay. Pierre Garçon, bad. RG3,
yep.
Bad.
Yep.
Overall, very disappointed in that game.
Yeah, and to me, that was the game. Other than the Cowboys Lions game, that Broncos Redskins, that was the only game, you know, that I was really looking forward to.
Yeah, totally agree, man.
So, again, as we're heading into week 9, we'll get to our previews and our schedule breakdown in just a little bit. But, again, once again, Todd, 6 teams on a bye.
Major teams.
Yeah, well, this week is even worse than last week.
Well, you have the Broncos, number one.
Broncos, Lions, Niners, Giants, Jaguars, Cardinals.
Bill, you and I went over this off the air. We went through the 6 teams, and we went through, like, the viable starting fantasy players off of these 6 teams. We counted 22 of them. I mean, 22 guys that are probably in almost everybody's starting lineup on a weekly basis. 22.
And that's not really counting kickers or defenses.
I think we counted 1D and 1 kicker.
All right.
But yeah, and you know, if you're in a 10-person league, it's basically everybody's going to be down 2 starters this week.
Yeah.
For the most part. So, I mean, just the Broncos alone, Bill, that's like six guys right there.
You're right. Yeah, the Broncos certainly going to have a lot of, people are going to have a lot of headaches setting their lineups in this weekend, and that's why we're here. We're here to help you with your waiver wire, your get through the injury report, and also start or set up your starting lineups for week nine. You, a couple ways you can reach us. You can give us a phone call, 855-728-7500. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. You can also email us, webradio@patriots.com. Before we really jump ahead to week nine, it's always fun to recap week eight with our champs and chumps.
Who were the playmakers, the showstoppers, the studs?
Woo!
And who were the losers, the bums, and the duds? Bill and Todd identify the champs and chumps.
All right, so here we go. Champs and the chumps. Let's start it off with the quarterbacks, Todd. Quarterback champs of the week, Drew Brees. How about it? 332 yards, 5 touchdowns. He also ran one in, 6 TDs on the day for Mr. Brees. Andy Dalton, terrific day against the Jets. How about 325 yards, 5 touchdowns for the Red Rifle? Cam Newton, way back on Thursday night, had a good game against the Buccaneers, 221 yards, 2 rushing touchdowns. He also had 50 yards on the ground. And then Colin Kaepernick, welcome back to fantasy camp, or fantasy champ territory. 164 yards and a touchdown passing the ball, but what he did rushing is what makes him a champ this week. 54 yards on the ground and 2 rushing touchdowns.
Bill, don't look now, but all, fantasy-wise and in reality, the Carolina Panthers are they're legitimate right now.
Certainly are. Cam Newton's playing well, and they're running. Their defense is playing really good.
I don't think anyone's talking about Carolina yet.
I mean, just a year ahead, a year too soon.
A year too soon and a year too late on your Atlanta pick.
Right, right, exactly.
but honestly, I mean, if you look, again, not fantasy for a second, if you look at just the standings, I mean, this team is 4-3, and they've won 3 in a row. Their defense, Bill, has given up 96 points, which is tops in the NFL, better than Kansas City.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they're playing. They played against the Bucs, so I don't want to go too crazy. But even before that, they were just shutting down teams.
Well, you know, we're deep enough into the season now where even with the Chiefs and Broncos, a lot of people are saying they haven't played anyone yet. And to some extent, I kind of agree. Their schedules have been relatively painless so far. That's about to change for both of those teams. But once you get into week 8, week 9, I mean – you've played enough games where you can get a sense whether these teams are real or not. You know what I mean? It's not like you're talking about them after week 2 or something. And, you know, the Panthers are looking good. Bill, the last 3 weeks, 35-10, 30-15, 31-13. So they're coming on strong, man. And Cam Newton owners are happy. Now, the rest of the team isn't really coming through fantasy-wise. It's just the kind of the Cam Newton show.
Yeah.
But just keep an eye on the Panthers, man. They might be the front runner for that last wild card spot, the NFC.
Yeah, something fun that we can keep an eye on, and we'll see if that defense can keep it up. And we'll see if Cam Newton can keep it up as well. Let's move over to the quarterback chumps, Todd. Geno Smith of the Jets, 159 yards, no touchdowns. He did have 2 interceptions on the day. And then RG3, he burned you. He burned a lot of fantasy players out there. 132 yards, 1 touchdown. He only had 5 rushing attempts for 7 yards. This is a guy that we thought was finally getting his legs back. I wonder why RG3 didn't run the ball at all.
Maybe because he was getting popped in the face by Von Miller over and over and over. He was getting crushed, Bill.
Yeah.
And, you know, disappointed. I was very disappointed in that. I was really thinking that he was going to take off, have a great fantasy outing. I didn't think they were going to beat the Broncos in Denver, but I thought he would have a nice fantasy outing and kind of springboard into the second half of his season. Wasn't to be.
All right, let's move over to the running back champs. Our boy, Andre Ellington, we've been talking about him for a couple weeks now. How about 154 yards and a touchdown for the Arizona Cardinals rookie, Darren McFadden of the Oakland Raiders? That's a name that you don't hear very often on the running back champs list, Todd. 73 yards, two rushing touchdowns for D-Mac, and then no Sean Moreno. Still getting it done. Probably one of the biggest fantasy football surprises of the year, 44 yards on the ground, but what he did in the passing game is really what made him a champ. 6 catches, 89 yards, and a touchdown.
Yeah, and how about 2 of those names on that list, Bill? Darren McFadden and No'Shawn Moreno. These are 2 guys that are like kryptonite to the fantasy champs. Yep. You know, these are guys that you don't want any part of typically in a fantasy season because every year they get hurt. Every year they're a wasted draft pick. Every year they just can't stay on the field. And this year, Knowshon Moreno, top five, top six fantasy running back. And Darren McFadden, you know, he's been in and out this year just like usual. But this past weekend, big, big outing. So it's the kind of year it's been, Bill. It's been an upside-down season.
All right, let's move over to the running back chumps, Todd. Darren Sproles, 4 catches, 0 yards. If you're not in a PPR league, that's 0 points. Steven Jackson, finally back in action, first time since week one because of the hamstring injury. 11 carries for 6 yards. Are you kidding me? And then Chris Ivory of the Jets, he goes from 34 carries against the Patriots to just 6 carries against the Bengals, 6 rushes for 11 yards.
We got to put another guy on here, Bill.
Who we got?
How about Marshawn Lynch?
Marshawn Lynch. You know, he was playing against the St. Louis Rams defense, which was the worst rushing defense in the league. And for him to only have 8 carries for 23 yards, he certainly is another candidate for the running back chumps list.
What happened in that game? What was going on? How in the world does he get 8 carries? How in the world do the... I mean, if you add up the plays, I believe that the Seahawks ran 40 plays in that game.
Oh, that's not a lot.
No. It's almost like, you know, they stopped keeping the stats after like 2.5 quarters or something. How does that happen?
I don't know.
And how do they win?
Well, they won because the Rams can't punch it in first and goal from the 1-yard line.
Yeah, that's a problem. That's a problem.
Now, Greg Zuerlein missed a 50-yard field goal, which all they would have needed at the end was another field goal to win it. But instead, because he missed that 50-yarder from a couple minutes before, I think one or two drives before that last-second chance, they needed to go for the touchdown.
Yeah, yeah. All right, moving over to the wide receivers, Bill. Let's go to the champs. How about Megatron? We referenced him earlier. Everybody's talked about him for the last 48 hours. 14 catches. 329 yards and a touchdown, Bill.
I mean, he had more receiving yards than most teams had in total offense.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Calvin Johnson, I mean, he is so good that we had to give him a nickname of a bad guy. You know, Megatron from the Transformers. But he's just incredible. I mean... You know, there's a player in every generation that people just say, you know, he is the best ever. Calvin Johnson, this generation, he is the best ever. You put him up there with Jerry Rice, you have to.
His body type is just, that's the thing. He's so big.
It's almost unfair because he's so fast and he's so athletic. And then on top of it, he's 6'5".
Yeah, that's the thing. You just throw it up in the air. You have no chance.
Puff Daddy must be doing a hell of a job taking over as his alter ego, taking off all the off-the-field stuff, because Calvin is certainly putting in work on the field.
Yes, he is. Another wide receiver champ, Bill. How about a guy named Marvin? Marvin Jones of the Cincinnati Bengals. 8 catches, 122 yards, pretty solid. How about 4 touchdowns, Bill? 4. Count them, 4.
Yeah, Marvin Jones, big day. Andy Dalton had 5 touchdowns. You'd think A.J. Green would get one, but instead, all your 4 out of the 5 went to Marvin.
Yeah, A.J. Green owners wondering what's going on there. I mean, I think, you know, you and I talked about this off the air, Bill. Marvin Jones had 8 targets, caught all 8 of them this week. A.J. Green only had 7 targets. But in the long run, so in the short term, A.J. Green owners are scratching their heads going, what the heck is going on here? In the long run, we think this is very good news for A.J. Green, because if Marvin Jones can continue to be a threat on the other side of the field, I mean, it's going to open things up for A.J.
I think it will. I mean, Andy Dalton's playing really well right now. I think it only could get better here for all the Bengals playmakers.
Totally agree. Here's another surprising name that makes the champs list. Kenny Stills, rookie from Oklahoma, playing for the New Orleans Saints. 3 catches, 129 yards, 2 touchdowns. Big play, wide receiver. I don't know if we're going to see a lot of consistency out of Kenny Stills, Bill, or any of the Saints wide receivers this year, except for Jimmy Graham, tight end. But, you know, he makes the champs list because you catch 3 balls and 2 of them are for long touchdowns. You're doing something right.
That's going to be the problem, Todd. The consistency for a guy like Kenny Stills or even Lance Moore, Marquise Colson is pretty much a shell of himself at this point in the season. The problem is going to be consistency. And, yeah, Kenny Stills made the champs list this weekend. Let's see if he ever makes it again the rest of the season. I bank on Lance Moore making it and Jimmy Graham being on there. We know Drew Brees is always going to be a quarterback champ. He just spreads the ball around so much that it's hard to rely on any of his wide receivers.
Right, and we've seen this in the past with the Saints, Bill. Colston was always kind of the reliable guy that would get his share of catches, but all the other guys that would come and go in New Orleans, I mean, it was always changing game by game, you know, over the years. So in that respect, it's nothing. There's nothing different. The only difference is instead of Colston being the go-to guy, it's Jimmy Graham. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Another wide receiver champ. How about this guy, Jordy Nelson, Bill? Is this guy Mr. Consistent or what? 7 catches, 123, 2 touchdowns. He continues to get it done, being the primary guy for Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, with Randall Cobb out, with James Jones out, with Jermichael Finley out, you know, Jordy Nelson, I think he's going to be a top five receiver the rest of the way.
Yeah, he should be. Here's some guys that did not make us happy this week. The wide receiver chumps, Bill. I'm going to go down the list. Reuben Randall, New York Giants. How many catches did he have, Bill?
0.
How many yards does that make?
0.
How many fantasy points does that equal?
0.
Reuben Randall. It wasn't like he had a good matchup or anything, though, Bill. I mean, he was playing against the Philadelphia Eagles, so, you know, they're a shutdown defense.
Yeah, apparently.
Another chump, Dwayne Ono Bo. Second time this year, Bill, this chump catches one stinking ball in a game. 1 catch, 7 yards, Dwayne Bowe.
Yeah, I mean, something has to give here with the Chiefs' offense. It can't just be Jamal Charles. I mean, we saw Dexter McCluster come alive a little bit, but you'd think Dwayne Bowe, who had double-digit touchdowns with, like, Matt Cassel throwing him the football, you'd think he'd be able to do something more with Andy Reid calling plays and Alex Smith passing.
Here's what's going on. Everyone's already benched Dwayne Bowe, hopefully. They don't put him in their starting lineups anymore.
Right.
One of these weeks, Bill, I'm telling you, mark it down, he's going to have a huge game, and he's just going to piss everyone off.
Yeah,
that's the type of player he is. He's going to have a game where he catches 8 balls, 150 yards, 2 scores, and everyone's going to be like, duh, I should have started him. Well, no, you shouldn't have started him because this guy's a chump.
Right.
Another couple guys we got to mention. We got to mention Danny Amendola, Bill. He's back, or is he? 3 catches, 15 yards. Is all they put up against the Dolphins on Sunday.
You know, I'm not sure what happened to the Patriots game plan, but we talked about Tom Brady not passing the ball. I don't want to say not efficiently, but just not passing it a lot. And we thought that Danny Amendola would jump right back into the starting lineup and start making some plays, but it seems like it's going to take a little bit longer than we expected.
Yep. Another guy that we've talked about already today, Marquise Colston, Bill. 3 catches, 18 yards. He's just not getting it done. We think there might be something going on with him injury-wise because this, clearly he's just a shell of himself, as you said earlier.
Yeah, I think there has to be.
All right, Bill, tight end champs, Jimmy Graham and Vernon Davis, two guys you can rely on almost every week. Jimmy Graham, Bill, there was a point Sunday morning, there were some preliminary reports that he might not play because of the injury, and then he winds up playing, and you kind of lower your expectations a little, but you got to plug him in, right? And he still comes through. 3 catches, not great. 2 of them are touchdowns, though, Bill. Jimmy Graham. This guy's unbelievable.
He only played on 18 snaps, Todd, and if you were paying attention on Sunday morning, you weren't sure if Jimmy Graham was even going to play. The fact that he was in action and he scored is very impressive.
1 point per snap for Jimmy Graham.
There you go.
PR league. Vernon Graham also came through. Another quiet day for Vernon Davis, another kind of a quiet day for a tight end, but he get, you know, 3 catches, 52 yards and a score. We'll take it. You know, it's a tight end. Tight ends aren't going to blow it up every single week. Tight end chumps, Bill. Jason Witten, what is going on with this guy? Only 2 catches for 15 yards. He has just been awful this year.
You think about the emergence of Terrence Williams, obviously Dez Bryant getting his, and maybe Jason Witten, maybe he's the odd man out for the Cowboys now.
Interesting. I didn't see that coming. Here's a guy, the next one on our list, Tony Gonzalez. Should we be worried about him, Bill? Because ever since Julio went down, we're looking at they had the bye week to kind of figure things out, right?
Mm-hmm.
The 2 games after the bye week, post-Julio, he has 2 catches and 3 catches, totaling 56 yards combined.
Yeah, defenses are really just trying to stop Tony Gonzalez, which is why we've seen Harry Douglas just absolutely go off the last couple of weeks.
Next tight end on our chump list, the Gronk, the Gronktini, Bill. What's going on here? Let's be honest. We can't figure out the Patriots from a fantasy standpoint. Pretty much in any position, Bill. It's a complete mess.
They all need to step it up. Brady has to step it up. Amendola and Gronk, they all need to start getting it going. And I really think that they will the next couple of weeks.
If you really think about it, I mean, Brady has been awful fantasy-wise, mm-hmm. right? The running backs, Ridley was terrible to start. Now he's kind of coming back. Bolden's been in and out. You had LeGarrette Blount in there for a little while. And now Vereen's coming back. What will that do to all this? It's very messy. At the tight end position, you know, we've been through the whole Sudfeld thing. Gronk missed the whole season. Now he's back. He looked great first week back. Not so great second week. Wide receivers, the rookies. It's first Tompkins and it's Dobson. Like, what is going on? It is just a total mess.
It's a crazy situation considering they were the number one offense in the league. The last few years, everyone loves picking the Patriots because they're always scoring points. And this year, they're just having a little bit of different. They're finding different ways to win, Todd.
Well, that's the good news for the Patriots fans out there, and that's pretty much everyone listening to this show. I think all of this, I mean, we scream and yell fantasy-wise at it, but I think this bodes very, very well for them coming to the playoffs. I mean, everybody's contributing. Every game, you know, defenses are looking at it the same way as we are, Bill. Defenses are like, well, how are the Patriots going to try to beat us this week? Who knows, right?
Right.
So I think that they're winning ugly, but they're winning. And fantasy-wise, it's a nightmare. But reality-wise, I think it's going to set up nicely for them down the stretch.
All right, so that will wrap up the tight end champs and the chumps. The number here is 855-728-7500. We're going to get to our waiver wire report, our injury recap in just a little bit. But first, we want to go to DJ in Fort Lauderdale. What's up, DJ?
How's it going, guys?
It's going all right, my man. What do you got for us?
I got a good problem. I have Philip Rivers, I have Andrew Luck, and I have Andy Dalton. And there's a few people in my league who really need QBs. My question is, which should I trade?
Trade Dalton. Well, you know what? That's an interesting question. I think it really depends on what you're trying to do. If you're really trying to get some valuable players, then you're going to want to trade Rivers or Luck. If you just want to maybe get a backup, you know, a backup tight end, or if you want to get a wide receiver four, then you trade a guy like Dalton because you're not really helping out your opponent too much by giving him Dalton. Whereas if you give him Luck or Rivers, you know, you might be helping him out a little too much, but you probably get better value in return. So it really depends on what you're trying to do.
Yeah, I have no problem giving this guy a good QB because he's, I think, 2-6.
Okay.
And he's no threat.
All right, so now
who does he have on his roster?
Right.
He has – who does he have? He has Vic and he has Eli Manning. So horrible.
No. At the other positions, what could you get off of this guy? Who could you trade for?
Oh, he has Brandon Marshall. He's got the running back over there at for the Bears.
Forte.
He's got some good studs that I could get.
This is a PPR
league? I can't really think of the other guys.
Is this a PPR league?
No PPR. It's a 10-team standard.
And Bill, what do you need? What do you need, DJ? Do you need a running back? Do you need a wide receiver?
I need a running back and a wide receiver. I had Randall Cobb and I have Steven Jackson, who I don't even feel comfortable playing.
Yeah, all right, so forget about trading Andy Dalton. I guess you have to give up Luck or Rivers, and it depends, you know, it all depends on who you can get better value for. It depends on what your opponents, you know, who they want more or who they value more.
Yeah, I think Luck is probably the answer there. A lot of people like him for his rushing yards and whatnot.
Well, that's actually good for you because Rivers is going to end up with more fantasy points than Andrew Luck this year, so that's fine. If Andrew Luck has the bigger name among your opponents, then that's fine. Nothing wrong with that.
Okay, and then my second question then would be, who do I start this week between Philip Rivers and Andy Dalton? Rivers going up against Washington, remember?
Yeah, I mean that's a no-brainer. I'm staying away from any action on Thursday night, man. And the Bengals are playing the Dolphins on Thursday night football. I just don't believe that teams are 100% going on Thursday night. So I'm absolutely going with Rivers. The matchup is certainly there too.
All right, I appreciate it, guys. Thanks a lot.
No problem, DJ. Appreciate the phone call.
Yeah, well, I like his way of thinking. You know, he's done a nice job of hoarding some quarterbacks. Time to dump one off. Find a guy who's not a threat. Get some value back.
Mm-hmm.
And I have Rivers and Luck in one of my leagues, Bill. And I got to tell you, it's kind of a headache each week because they're very similar.
Yeah.
I'm playing the matchups, but it's not, to me, I mean, there's some weeks where Luck, you got to start Luck. And there's other weeks you got to start Rivers. Yes, it's nice to, right. I guess it's a nice problem to have. Now, he throws Dalton into the mix. So if I'm him, I'm trying to wheel and deal, try to get Forte, Brandon Marshall, see what he can do. Just give away whatever one the guy wants.
Yeah,
I feel comfortable giving away. Let the other guy pick the quarterback as long as you can get one of those two guys in return.
Right, right.
Absolutely.
I'm with you there. I'm totally with you. 855-728-7500 is our phone number. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. More of your emails, telephone calls coming up next, plus our waiver wire report for Week 9. That's all coming up next on patriots.com radio.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright are the fantasy football champs.
The word offseason doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at patriotsproshop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center,
located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa et Pochere. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Win your fantasy league and your trophy too. It's FF Champs, FF Champs for you. News, advice, rankings, and expert advice too. FF Champs is for you.
FFChamps.com, ensuring you win from draft to playoffs. FFChamps.com, extraordinary results for fantasy football dominance.
Before Jenny met her new nephew Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Probable?
It is what it is.
Questionable?
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
Doubtful? Are any of your players on this week's injury report? It's time for Bumps and Bruises.
Welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio. Bill Enright here with Todd DeVries, Kevin Collins hanging out with you. Another hour left in this Week 9 episode of the Fantasy Football Champs. And that's right, it is time for the injury report, the bumps and bruises. And the last few weeks, Todd, it's been a very depressing segment. This week, not so much.
No, this is a good thing, Bill. I mean,
it's a good thing.
It's been beating us down. Let's be honest. The last couple of weeks, it's been a downer to talk about all these injuries and the scramble, the mad scramble for the waiver wire to just survive and get through a week. You know, you had the six bye weeks. You had a million injuries to deal with. This week, you still have to deal with the bye weeks, but not too bad on the injury front. Let's dive into it.
All right, so we got the quarterback, Mike Vick of the Philadelphia Eagles. Felt his hamstring pop again. That's why we saw Matt Barkley come into play against the Giants this past weekend.
Yeah, and Vick's going to not play this week.
Right, and already been ruled out.
Yep. And it's looking like Foles is likely going to be the guy. He's been cleared by the doctors for the concussion protocol, so to speak, and it looks like he'll be the guy. Thank goodness. At least he provides some sort of hope for owners of DeSean Jackson and LeSean McCoy, Bill, because Matt Barkley clearly is not ready for the NFL. Not yet.
Another running back that was injured is Robert Griffin III. It happened late in the game against the Broncos. I believe it was just precautionary that he didn't come back into the game. But RG3, it was his other knee, not the surgically repaired one that just happened last year. It was his other knee, but RG3, or at least Mike Shanahan, says that his quarterback's going to be fine.
Yeah, I don't think there's any issue here.
Moving over to the running backs, on Monday Night Football, we saw rookie Zach Stacy get over 100 yards against the vaunted Seattle Seahawks defense. He came out late in the game with an ankle injury. X-rays came back today negative, so that's good news for the Rook.
Very good news. Another rookie that's starting to, become fantasy viable. You have Andre Ellington, we talked about, Gio Bernard, Eddie Lacy, and now Zach Stacy. So, you know, it's always nice to see some running backs, some rookie running backs make an impact, because the rookies this year, you know, overall, Bill, not terribly exciting at the other positions.
Let's move over to wide receivers, Todd. Three wide receivers who may or may not be fantasy relevant, but three of them all gone for the rest of the season. Brandon Gibson and the Miami Dolphins. Patriot fans saw this one in action towards ACL. He's done for the year. Ryan Broyles of the Detroit Lions, second-year wide receiver, ruptured his hamstring. He won't play anymore in 2013. And then Mike Williams of the Tampa Bay Bucks got placed on IR for a hamstring injury. I thought that was a little bit peculiar.
Yeah. Again, Bill, if you're on the Buccaneers and you've got to deal with, number one,
Greg Schiano,
the Schiano man, okay, who's a total, you know, jackhole.
Tool bag.
And then you've got MRSA in every corner of your locker room. If I get a little banged up or injured, I'm not coming back.
No.
I'm going to my, you know, my condo in Tampa, and I'm going to lay out in the sun the rest of the year.
Yeah, I hear
I don't want to make light of his injury, because I'm sure it's a serious injury, but I'm just saying that it's – how long does Schiano have left, Bill?
He might get fired mid-season. I mean, it's mid-season right now. I mean, he may get fired before the season's over. And how about the reporters asking him if he lost his locker room and if he's on the hot seat and if, you know, if he is buying into the fact that he might get fired? I mean, pretty ballsy reporting. Imagine asking Coach Belichick that. Middle of a press conference?
Yeah. Well, they have Seattle on the road on November 3rd. That's their next game.
Yeah. All right.
So good luck with that.
One more injury to get to. Tight end Julius Thomas of the Denver Broncos has an ankle injury. X-rays came back negative, so that's good news for Orange Julius. And luckily the Broncos are on a bye this week anyway.
And that's it, Bill. That's the injury report.
Not bad. Not bad.
We'll take it.
Considering, you know, Randall Cobb, Reggie Wayne, and Julio Jones, and Doug Martin, Sam Bradford, Jay Cutler, we've been dealing with significant major season-ending injuries the last few weeks. This week is like I'm walking the park.
We'll take it.
All right, before we get to the waiver wire report, why are you sending me people on Twitter with the same last name?
What is going on here?
I was
retweeting one of your tweets.
Okay.
And when I went to your, you know, I punched in, I searched for Bill Enright or whatever.
Yeah.
There's a guy that had your name with the number one next to it at the end.
And I was,
you know, when it kind of autofills, do you know what I mean? And I was like, it must be Bill's dad or uncle or something. And then I clicked on it.
And he's from Ireland.
I didn't look that carefully at it. I just sent it across. I was like, it's just your dad. Honestly, that's what I shot you the message on. I thought maybe he was your relative.
And then who is this Enright? How do you say her name?
Yeah, well, then you said no relation. And then I started looking a little closer at this guy. And I saw this other girl who has a very similar Twitter handle as you. And it's a long-lost relative of yours. Or can't be, because she's red hot, Bill.
She is very, very, very sexy. Nice eyes.
She's drinking a beer over there in Ireland, so you gotta love that.
You know, if you type in Enright, Enright, on Twitter, Barry Enright is a pitcher in the Major League Baseball for the Angels. I don't know, Anaheim Angels, L.A. Angels,
Angels.
Kevin.
Well, they used to be the Anaheim Angels, and now
I believe
the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Oh, God. Anyway, Barry Enright, all my friends, like, bust my chops because, you know, they call me Barry now instead of Billy. They call me Barry because of this pitcher from the
Angels. Barry makes you sound tougher.
It does?
Yeah.
Barry?
I think it gives you street cred.
I think I have enough street cred on my own. But anyway, Barry Enright, another Twitter person with the name Enright in its name.
Yeah, well, this girl, how do you pronounce her name? It's spelled
A-I. I have no idea.
A-I-L-B-H-E.
A-L-B.
It's kind of like I-M-B-B-E.
I-M-B-E-3.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to say her name is Albi, but it's not. It's A-I-L. Albahe. Albahe. MPEGs. MPEGs? MPGs. No, that can't be it. Did you see that Ron Burgundy commercial yet? It's great.
Yeah, I did.
MPGs. Good stuff here. Good stuff here on the Fantasy Football Champs. Not a lot of fantasy football today, but we'll get back into it, especially right now with the waiver wire report for Week 9.
Going to be honest, I don't have that queued up.
All right, that's going to be...
His hands are busy, Jeff. Bill. He's been looking at the picture of Albie.
Yeah, that's all
right. Between that and the Fifth Element, girl, it's been a long last 15 minutes.
I hear you, dude. I hear you. At least you know what? At least you were on the ball with being honest about not having it. It didn't take you like 5 seconds to be like, oh, you guys are waiting for me? No, I don't have that. All right, so this week's waiver wire report, there are six
teams.
In
my defense, it's on the bottom of the page. I just scrolled through it. I was already on the DraftKings thing.
DraftKings? That's not on this.
Yeah, below that or whatever it is.
I should have taken that out.
Yes, anyway. We're both wrong. It's fine.
Anyway, the waiver wire report for Week 9 is going to be a big one because there's six teams on a bye again. Let me run through them. The Cardinals, Broncos, Lions, Jaguars, Giants, and 49ers. Todd, I mean, we mentioned it before. There's like 20, 25 players that are going to need to be, you know, taken out of the starting lineup and put on the bench this week or maybe even dropped. Specifically with the quarterback, you got Peyton Manning and Matthew Stafford and Colin Kaepernick. So that's three teams or three players on a bye. People are going to be looking for quarterbacks. I think we should start there.
Okay, well, hey, if Andy Dalton is still out there somehow, Bill, grab him.
Now, he's a guy that is borderline before this week. You know, he had a couple good games, back-to-back games with three touchdowns, over 300 yards. But to me, he's a guy that people pick up and then they drop him. So that's why we're listing him here, because there's a good chance that maybe someone used him as a bye week replacement a couple weeks ago. They got their quarterback back, maybe like someone like Matt Ryan, quarterback back in action, dropped the backup quarterback. So he could be out there in a lot of leagues.
It's true, because his matchup last week didn't look good on paper, the Jets. I mean, that wasn't a sweet matchup, so you're right. But, Bill, over the last 3 weeks, this guy's thrown for 1,000 yards and 11 touchdown passes.
Yeah, pretty good. Doing
really great. Ride him while he's hot. I mean, again, if you need help, ride him while he's hot. We don't like the fact that he's on Thursday night. We hate Thursday night. But, you know, he would be the top dog out there right now.
Right.
A couple other quarterbacks, Bill. How about Ryan Tannehill? I mean, you know, you might be in dire straits right now with your quarterbacks on bye. Tannehill's a guy that you got to take a look at least. Right?
I think so, Todd. I mean, there's not many quarterbacks out there. You're not using... Christian Ponder. You're not using Matt Barkley if Nick Foles doesn't play. You're not using Geno Smith. So a guy like Ryan Tannehill, yeah, he's a viable candidate.
A couple others that I think are also very viable. One is Jake Locker, Bill, and this is another guy that might be available in a lot of leagues because he had the injury, missed a few weeks, came back from injury, but nobody really picked him up for 1 week because he had a bye coming up, right?
Exactly.
He came back, performed very well, surprisingly well, and then went right back onto had a bye week. So he's kind of out of sight, out of mind, and when he's in there, Bill, he's been very productive. So keep an eye on Jake Locker. And then Terrell Pryor, Bill, I know he got most or almost all of his points last week off of one run.
Yep.
But he's a big play quarterback, and you kind of rely on the big play a little bit. They're playing the Eagles this week at home. That's a pretty tasty matchup. So Terrell Pryor's another guy that could help out for 1 week.
And if you're in maybe a 12 or 14, maybe a 16 team league, don't forget about Jason Campbell. He is going to be the Browns starter going forward. And with a guy like Josh Gordon and Jordan Cameron, Jason Campbell actually looked pretty good against the Chiefs.
As a Josh Gordon owner, I breathed a sigh of relief.
Oh, me too, man. I was worried.
I didn't start Gordon in all of my leagues, I'll be honest. I benched him in one of my big three leagues, but I started him in the other two kind of because I had to, and I was pretty happy with it. So. Josh Gordon owners, you know, thank goodness Jason Campbell's looking his way.
All right, how about we move over to running backs? Andre Ellington, a rookie that we've been touting for a few weeks now. Hopefully you've been patient with him. Hopefully you picked him up when we first started talking about him because he was a running back champ this week with over 150 yards and a touchdown. He is the number one pickup this week. Chances are he's not available in the majority of leagues, but I'd say maybe 30 to 40% you can still get him.
And here's the deal. He's on a bye this week, Bill. So there is a chance that if he is available in your league, that the guy's also looking for running back help this week or because of the bye weeks, they're going to have to look in another direction. You know
right.
what I mean? So there's a slight chance you could have a shot at him. Andre Ellington, Bill, he had the 80-yard touchdown run, but even if you take that away, he still had 74 yards rushing. You take that big long run away. So
right.
Good stuff from Ellington.
How about Mike James of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with Doug Martin banged up? And we don't know if Martin's going to land on injured reserve yet with the torn labrum, but for now it's going to be Mike James's backfield for Tampa Bay. Monte Ball, we know they're heading on to a bye, the Denver Broncos are, but it looks like Ronnie Hillman kind of got, fumbled away his spot on the second on the depth chart. So we saw a lot of Monte Ball, especially near the goal line when the Broncos were playing against the Washington Redskins.
And I'll tell you what, for those of you looking to kind of beef up your depth for the playoff run, if you, especially if you own Knowshon Moreno, I think Monte Ball could be an extremely valuable handcuff to have.
Yeah.
If you've got the roster room and if you own Knowshon Moreno, I'd pick him up if you can do it, because Knowshon, we've talked about it, Bill, for 3 months now. He has never made it through a season.
Now, without injury.
Without injury, yep. And sure, he's performing at an incredible level right now, but if he goes down, it's going to be Ball now. It's clear. Before, we weren't sure if it was going to be Hillman or Ball, but Hillman was inactive last week.
Right.
Ball was getting carries at the goal line in a game that was not it was still in doubt at the time.
Yep.
So Monte Ball, the coaches seem to have trust in him again. And if Knowshon goes down, I think Ball could perform on a very similar level. So this is a handcuff that you have to have, in my opinion, if you're a Moreno owner.
I'm totally on board with that, Todd. You know we handcuff our studs. Knowshon Moreno definitely a stud right now. And if he goes down like he has every year in his career, Monte Ball is going to be the guy that takes over.
Another guy that, Bill, I know I've been stashing forever on one of my PPR leagues, Shane Vereen. Let's talk about Shane Vereen, Bill. He's a guy that you might want to pick up if you're in a PPR league and you're looking for a little depth for the playoff push. The Patriots have the Steelers this week. Then they have a bye in week 10. And in week 11, there's a chance he'll be back.
So we bring up a guy like Shane Vereen, and we're also going to bring up some other players that have been injured and they're coming back in the next few weeks. Is the running back depth right now on the waiver wire, you're not going to find a whole lot there. There's not a lot of promising players. But with a guy like Vereen, we know he's capable of putting up points. He hasn't been in action in week one, so we want to start reminding people about him now. Even though the Pats are on a bye in week 10 and then Vereen comes back in 2 weeks from now, you may want to just, be ahead of the game and kind of take a flyer on him now or pick him up now so you can beat everyone else out in your league. Now, you and I have been holding on to him, Todd, because we know he can be very valuable come fantasy playoff time. But if he's available in your league, that's the guy I'm going after.
True. And, Bill, there's some people in some leagues that couldn't afford to hold on to Vereen, understandably so. I would have had to do the same thing in one of my leagues where we have a really small roster. And we had a number of questions in the end of September, early October, saying, when should I pick up Vereen? And we said, wait a few more weeks, right? Well, now's the time. If you want to pick him up, you got to do it now. This week or next, if you want to wait till next, because the Patriots want to buy next week. But what will start happening, Bill, is you'll start seeing Shane Vereen in the news. Shane Vereen's practicing again. If you're paying attention, you're going to see all this stuff, and so are your opponents.
Right.
And once his name gets circulated in the news, run again, then everyone's going to jump on him. So you got to be a little bit ahead of the game.
Mm-hmm. Another running back that hasn't played this season because he got injured in the fourth preseason game against the Patriots is Andre Brown from the New York Giants. He's expected back after the team's bye week. So he'll be back on the field in week 10. And I think Andre Brown's going to step right into the starting role. I think he's a little bit more explosive than Peyton Hillis. I know he can catch passes out of the backfield, and the Giants are excited about getting Andre Brown back. And I think you should be looking at him if you're in desperate need of a running back in fantasy football as well.
When did he start practicing?
2 weeks ago.
All right, so it's not like, he's been on the shelf.
No, he's been running hard and taking hits in practice, and the team is really excited about the way he's looked.
Hey, and if things play just right, the Giants could win the division at 6-10.
Oh, God, can you believe that?
The NFC East is so bad.
The NFC least.
All right, Kendall Hunter, Bill. Here's a guy that you should have handcuffed with Frank Gore. We actually talked about him with one of our callers last week, if you remember, Bill. He was in desperate straits for a start, looking for a desperation play. And we said, hey, Kendall Hunter, because the Niners are going to be up big on the Jags. He's going to get some carries.
And he got into the end zone.
He did. He had a nice game. So Kendall Hunter's another guy you want to look at. And then John Stewart's on the list, Bill. I don't like John Stewart, but you got to take a look at him if you're in, you know, if you're in desperation mode.
The problem with the Panthers' running back situation is they have D'Angelo Williams, they have Mike Tolbert, who's been getting a crap load of goal line carries, and then they have Cam Newton, the quarterback steals goal line rusher. So, you know, I don't want any of the Panthers' situation either, Todd. I really don't. I find it amazing that you can remember. I never remember any of the questions that we get asked. You remember someone asking us about Kendall Hunter last week? How do you remember that stuff?
Yeah, one of our callers, he was like, hey, is there anybody like off the grid that I could start this week? Because he had some ridiculous bye week issues.
Yeah.
And we went through a number of players, and they were all gone. And we got down to like guys like Kendall Hunter, and we were like, well, that's actually a pretty good play when we thought about it, you know?
Yeah. Good memory for you.
Incredible memory, Bill.
Wow, not me.
Too many beers.
Too many somethings. I don't think beer affects a memory, does it?
Who knows?
I don't know. Let's move over to wide receivers, Todd. A couple wide receivers here to take a look at if you are in need or if you have some bye week issues. A lot of wide receivers on a bye this week. Three of them just alone from the Broncos. We have Kenny Stills, who had a big game against the Buffalo Bills. Three catches for he had two touchdowns, but consistency is going to be an issue for him and teammate, who we also are suggesting, Lance Moore. The reason why we suggest both of the Saints playmakers is this. They're a pass-first team, and they put up points. Drew Brees gets yards. So while they may be inconsistent, there will be some weeks when they just happen to be in your starting lineup and you get lucky and they hit on one of these big games.
Yeah. Again, six teams are on a bye, Bill. Here, let's go through some of the wide receivers on a bye. Larry Fitzgerald on a bye. Wes Welker, Demaryius Thomas, Eric Decker, Megatron, Cecil Shorts, Justin Blackmon, Victor Cruz, Akeem Nicks, Anquan Boldin.
that's not a lot.
Those are huge names. So
yeah, it's ridiculous.
That's why we kind of are digging a little deeper on this list this week.
Aaron Dobson has certainly been playing a lot more for the Pats. Kenbrell Tompkins kind of took a back seat to him this past weekend. So look for Aaron Dobson to emerge going forward. He's probably available in most waiver wires. And then Drew Davis of the Atlanta Falcons. Someone had to step up while Roddy White and Julio Jones are out with injury. So far it's been Harry Douglas, but we saw Drew Davis get into the end zone in week 8. Percy Harvin, one of those players, hasn't played at all this season. In fact, he hasn't played since last November. I believe week 9 of last year was the last time we saw Percy Harvin on the field. He's expected to make a return this week for the Seattle Seahawks. Michael Crabtree of the 49ers, still about 3 to 4 weeks away from making a return. But as Todd said before, you're going to start to hear these players' names mentioned on the news, on Twitter. A little icon pops up next to them in your fantasy football commissioner product. So get on these guys now while you still can. Nate Burleson, also of the Detroit Lions, falls into that category. He got into a car accident a couple weeks ago, broke his arm. I think he broke his arm. And so he'll be back in action in a couple weeks as well.
Tight ends, Bill. Vernon Davis is on bye. Orange Julius is on bye. Those are the two big names on bye.
Yep.
So if
yep.
you have either one of those, obviously you're not going to drop them, but you might need to plug in someone else. Two guys that we kind of like are Scott Chandler and Tim Wright.
Scott Chandler, we like what we've seen out of him ever since Thaddeus Lewis took over in the Buffalo under for the Buffalo Bills at quarterback. And then Tim Wright's a guy that, hey, Mike Williams is out. Tyquan Underwood doesn't really get me too excited from a fantasy football standpoint. Mike Glennon has to throw to someone other than Vincent Jackson, and I think it's going to be Tim Wright.
Yeah, both teams, it's worth noting that both of these guys have terrible matchups this week.
That is true.
Excuse me. The Chandler on the Bills, they have to play Kansas City.
Yeah.
That is no good. And Tampa Bay has to go to Seattle.
Right.
So these are the two. They're going up against two of the best defenses. But, again, if you need tight end help, if one of those two guys, you know, if Vern or Orange Julius is on bye, you got to have someone in there. So
yeah.
That's what I would do. And you just hope for, you know, you hope for 5 catches, 50 yards, something like that. If you're in PPR league, that's 10 points.
So that was our waiver wire report for week 9. If you missed the live show, you can always ask us a question on Twitter at FFChamps. You can follow Todd at CFFGeek. And I am at Bill Enright without the number. And no, the other guy with the number after his name is not my father.
And the hot girl from Ireland is not
my wife. You know, you'd think if she was hot, I'd want her to be my wife, but she's not.
She has locked all of her tweets, by the way, Bill, so I'm sure you've already stalked her. Put on there. You know, you can look at the pictures they tweet out or whatever.
Yeah.
She locked it all up.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Other than the profile picture, nothing to see there.
855-728-7500 is the phone number. Let's go to Brandon in L.A. 14-team league for Brandon. What's up? That's a pretty deep league, dude.
I just want to talk a line of questions. I have 3 startable running backs. I have DeMarco Murray, Le'Veon Bell, and Danny Woodhead. Which 2 do I start?
What's the format?
PPR, 1 point.
Danny Woodhead has to be in your lineup. The matchup against the Redskins. DeMarco Murray, to me, I don't know if I'd play him this week. He's a little bit banged up. He missed action again. I would kind of leave DeMarco Murray out.
All right, put Le'Veon Bell in.
Let me just check my rankings real quick. Did DeMarco Murray play last week, Todd?
No, I don't think so.
He's playing against Minnesota this weekend. I have Le'Veon Bell ranked 15th and DeMarco Murray ranked 16th. Woodhead is ranked 18th, but I love him in the PPR. So you're putting in Woodhead. I don't know. Le'Veon Bell against the Vikings. I'm sorry. DeMarco Murray against the Vikings. Relax, Kev. Get back in your seat.
Sitting.
DeMarco Murray against the Vikings or Le'Veon Bell against the Pats. I don't know. That one's close to me. I love the matchup for Murray, but he's injured. We don't even know if he's going to play yet.
What if we find out Sunday morning that he's a full go and he's expected to play?
Then I'm going to put him in the lineup.
That's what he wants to hear. And I agree. I think if DeMarco Murray, if all signs are positive on Sunday morning, this is a Sunday morning decision. Woodhead is in, and DeMarco Murray's in if he's scheduled to start.
All right, cool.
That's what else you got for us, Brandon?
A trade question really fast because I'm in a dynasty league right now, so that's kind of important. I have 2 questionable wide receivers. One of them, Hakeem Nicks, who, he had drops in the past and his future's kind of uncertain. Then I have Dwayne Bowe, who, he has the security because he sounded like a really long-term contract, but, he hasn't done anything. So I was thinking of, because I'm really, really weak at quarterback right now, and I was thinking of packaging one of them and maybe another player to get Andrew Luck, maybe along with some picks, too. So I was wondering who of those would you get rid of, either Dwayne Bowe or Hakeem Nicks?
I
would get rid of Ono Bowe.
Yeah, so would I. Hakeem Nicks is still young. He may or may not be on the Giants next year, but I feel like wherever he goes next year, even if he stays with the Giants, it's going to be one of his best seasons because he'll have a new contract. He won't have to worry about anything. I think he's one of those players that instead of being extra motivated to play well, I think he'll be extra motivated once he gets paid. So
okay.
I would trade Dwayne Bowe. I don't know how much value you're gonna get for him though, to be honest with you.
Well, no, because I was gonna package him and because we have a rookie draft every year, then a first round pick to get Andrew Luck. Just package a bunch because all I have is Joe Flacco and Ben Roethlisberger, and that's not getting me anywhere.
Well, to be honest with you, you may want your first round pick next year because, as Todd will let you know, next year's quarterback class is one of the best ones to come since that Andrew Luck year.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge year for quarterbacks, man. There's going to be, I would say, 5 or 6 going in the first 2 rounds of the NFL draft. So there's going to be a lot of juice, and a lot of them are running quarterbacks too. So, Cam Newton, RG3 type guys. So
all right, I'm probably going to be in I don't know if I'll be top 3, but I think I'll be top 5. Is that a word?
I couldn't take that static phone anymore.
Yeah, well, let's listen. I'm sure he's listening. Or he
is that
listen
just, was that
online.
Just me?
No, I could hear him.
I've been typing to you on Skype to get rid of it.
I had to get rid of that. Brandon, you can call us back from a landline or something, but
let's continue the conversation, you and me, though, Bill, because it's a good one. Dynasty League, he's trying to package his first-round pick along with Knicks to get Luck. First of all, I don't know why the Luck guy would do that.
I don't know either.
Because if you've got Luck, in my view, you've got a quarterback for the next 10 years for your dynasty team. So I don't know that he'll even get that deal done. But if he can't get the deal done, it's not the end of the world. Some pretty good quarterbacks coming out, Bill, this year. Marcus Mariota. is very intriguing. Teddy Bridgewater. Of course, Johnny Manziel, he'll get selected somewhere, probably, who knows where now, but first couple rounds.
Yep.
A lot of guys that have a little bit of running ability. Taj Boyd's another guy that can run a little bit. So, you know, we love the running quarterbacks. Just look at Geno Smith this year, fantasy-wise, Bill. I know he's been inconsistent up and down, but overall, he's been surprisingly pleasant surprise. I mean, every other week he performs pretty well fantasy-wise, and he puts together some rushing yards, 20, 30, 40 rushing yards, a touchdown here and there. That's big in the quarterback department.
Has more points than Tom.
Significantly more points than TB12, as
Kevin's talking. Yeah, TB12. Such a homer.
I thought he was going to chime in there. But
So did I. I mean, I put it up there on a silver platter for him, and he didn't say anything. But he jumped all over me when I said that Le'Veon Bell was playing. DeMarco Murray was playing against, or Le'Veon Bell was playing against the Vikings, or whatever I said.
That's what you said.
I did, and I immediately corrected myself.
No, I believe I corrected you.
I was about to correct myself, but you wouldn't even let me get it out. Le'Veon Bell. He's playing the Bill.
He is.
I know he is. I think we should take a quick break, Todd, because we do have a lot of emails to get to. You can email us your fantasy football questions for Week 9, webradio@patriots.com, plus more of your phone calls, 855-728-7500. More of the Fantasy Football Champs coming up right after this.
The word offseason doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call Star NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Win your fantasy league and your trophy too. It's FF Champs, FF Champs for you. News, advice, rankings, and expert advice too. FF Champs is for you.
FFChamps.com, ensuring you win from draft to playoffs. FFChamps.com, extraordinary results for fantasy football dominance.
Before Jenny met her new nephew Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright want to help you dominate your fantasy football league. Call in at 508-298-0398.
All right, welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs final segment of the day. Going right to the phone lines where our good friend Todd in Jacksonville is patiently waiting. What's going on, Todd? What do you got for us, my man?
Hey, guys, I got two questions for you. I got a lineup question and a waiver wire question. So let me hit you up with a waiver wire question first.
Sure.
Would you drop Wallace right now for Steven or Vereen?
Mike Wallace for Shane Vereen. How are your wide receivers looking?
Oh, I've got a ton. I got Dez, Derek Boykin, Keenan Allen, Percy Harvin, and Roddy White.
Full point. People, why don't you drop Roddy White, dude?
Roddy White.
Todd, right?
Yeah. I would keep. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of Wallace, but I think Wallace has more value rest of the way than Roddy White. Roddy White, he might just be like washed up for the at least for the rest of this year.
Yeah.
He's old.
Yeah, he's old. He's banged up, and the Falcons are in turmoil. So I would drop Roddy White out of that equation. At least Mike Wallace is playing, and he's healthy.
Right. So my other question with that is that do you value Vereen over the Kansas City Chiefs defense? Because one of those guys I was going to drop for the Kansas City Chiefs when they were on bye to pick up another defense.
Is this a PPR league?
What's that?
Is this a PPR league?
Yes, PPR.
What do you think, Bill?
I want Vereen on the squad, but I'm not dropping the Kansas City Chiefs defense. I mean, they are a lock for 15 to 20 points every week, and that's like... I'll tell you, Kansas City Chiefs defense, if you have them this year, count your lucky stars because they are so good, so reliable, and, you know, they're scoring more points than some quarterbacks out there. So I can't drop the Kansas City Chiefs defense. I know that's kind of crazy to hear, but it's true, man. They're that good.
Well, Todd, was that your question, or was your question dropping one of these guys for the Chiefs defense?
Well, yeah, I have the Chiefs defense.
Okay,
I was wondering if Vereen was worth a pickup to drop these other guys that I would have dropped to get another plug-and-play defense for when the Chiefs were on bye.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to drop Roddy White this week for Shane Vereen. And then when are the Chiefs on the bye? Week 12? Week 11?
10.
Week 10? Next week.
I believe so, yeah.
Kansas City, yes, you are right. Week 10. And then, you know what, then you drop Mike Wallace. Or then maybe you drop one of your, maybe someone gets hurt on your team, I don't know. But I would drop Mike Wallace. I wouldn't drop the Chiefs defense.
All right, cool. And lineup, who would you start this week? I need two running backs out of this group. Okay. Trey Rice, Le'Veon Bell, Chris Johnson, or Stephen Ridley.
Oh, boy. I might go Rice and Ridley. Leave Le'Veon Bell on the bench. And who was the other one? Ridley, Rice, Chris Johnson. Oh, boy, he's playing against the Rams. He's on that turf in a dome. If Ridley wasn't playing so well, if it was the first month of the season, I would say bench Ridley. But he's playing great. Can't deny it. Ride the hot hand. And the reason why I'm telling you to go with Ray Rice is because I think he was a little bit injured. He had the bye week last week, said he got his burst back. I'm sure, for whatever reason, it seems like whenever the Ravens come out of their bye, they really feature Ray Rice a lot, and I think that's what's going to happen this weekend. So I still have him in my top 10, and I have Ridley right on that borderline top 10 territory. Chris Johnson, Le'Veon Bell are my 14th and 15th ranked running backs. So, I mean, you're in good shape, but I like Ridley and I like Rice a little bit more.
Wide receiver, Jared Boykin or Keenan Allen?
Full point PPR. I'm going to go with Keenan Allen against the Redskins. Love that rookie. I like Boykin too, but Allen's a little bit more consistent.
Right, last question. Flex, guys. The flex is now between Boykin and then those other running backs, Bell or
Chris Johnson.
PPR, Bill, Boykin or Chris Johnson?
That one's close to me, man. I'm going to go with the matchup here. Chris Johnson has a better matchup against the Rams. Todd, you disagree? You thinking Bell?
That one's really close, man, because it's PPR.
Yeah.
I mean, Boykin could, even if he just catches 5 balls for 80 yards, that's 13 points. I think Boykin is a safer play, if that makes any sense, in my view, in a PPR. But I think Chris Johnson has more upside. I think Chris Johnson, he could go off against them. He's such a boom bust, Chris Johnson.
I know he is. I kind of like that a little bit because basically for our guy Todd here, it's his running back 3 or 4. So why not go with the boom play in the flex,
Yeah, I mean, look at the last time when he played the Niners, he only had 39 rushing yards, but he caught 4 balls. So there's...
Right.
8 points for 71 yards, 15 points.
And a touchdown.
And a touchdown, 21 points.
Right.
He's caught 11 balls over the last 3 games. So I'm going to agree with you, Bill. I'm going to go Chris Johnson here. The matchup is right, and he's catching 3 or 4 balls a week. That's the key to me in this PPR format.
Anything else,
Todd? Le'Veon Bell. You guys don't think Le'Veon Bell. He's been running good and knowing the rush defense.
What do you think of Le'Veon Bell?
I mean, I don't... He had 24 yards last week against the Raiders. I wouldn't say he's been running good. He had 93 yards against the Ravens, which was a good game. But other than that, he had 57 yards, 34 yards, and 24 yards. Let's not get that big game that he had against the Vikings in London, his first game back in action, when he had the 2 touchdowns. The Pittsburgh Steelers defense, offensive line stinks. It's not good. They have a lot of injuries.
Yeah, plus, Lamar Miller went off against the Pats, and he's been doing not all that great. And
Lamar Miller went off against the Pats. Yeah, he had 89 yards. One of them was a pretty long run.
Bill, where do you have him ranked? Just go over it again. Because, it's not – his 4 choices, they're all pretty good. It's not like we're
– I have Ray Rice at 6.
Okay.
I have Stephen Ridley at 11. I have Chris Johnson at 14. I have Le'Veon Bell at 15.
Right. So what I'm trying to get at is it's not like we have Chris Johnson way ahead of Bell.
No. It's a very close call. but I like the matchup better. When you're talking about defenses, you want to talk about defenses, look at what the Rams have done against the run. I'm going to bring it up right now. Hold on. Rushing, running backs,
generate report. Well, they just did pretty well against Marshawn.
They did do a good job against Marshawn. But before that, they were allowing the second most fantasy points to opposing running backs, as opposed to the Patriots, who were allowing the 13th most. And the Patriots haven't given up a rushing touchdown in three games. The last one was week five. I believe it was Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. Or maybe it was Gio. I don't know. But 3 weeks without a rushing touchdown. Meanwhile, the Rams have given up two rushing touchdowns in the last three games. So, you know, I have Chris Johnson one spot ahead of Le'Veon Bell. It's close, but I have Johnson ahead of him. And I think because you're going with the flex, I think you can go with the boom player in Chris Johnson. Le'Veon Bell is not a big boom guy. He's a grinded out guy. He'll get 20 carries. Maybe he gets 80 yards. Chris Johnson might get 12 carries, but you know what? One of them may be for 80 yards. That's what I'm going with here. I like the potential. I like the big playability with CJ.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
No problem, Todd. Appreciate the phone call.
I don't think that Todd was agreeing with you there, Bill.
Hey, man, that's fine. Listen, ultimately, he makes the decision. It's his team. He clicks the button. He presses submit on his lineup. But you're calling in for advice, and I'm going to give you my rankings. I have Chris Johnson at 14. I have Le'Veon Bell at 15. You literally cannot get any closer. You know, yeah. It's a toss-up. And in the toss-up situation, I'm going to look at two things. Big play potential, scoring form. I'm going to look at three things. Big play potential, scoring format, and defensive stats allowed. And I just ran it down. The Rams have given up the second most fantasy points to opposing running backs. The matchup in Chris Johnson's favor. Big play potential in Chris Johnson's favor. Even the PPR, if you're saying it's a wash, Johnson still won the battle between Bell in two out of the three categories.
Yep. I hear you, man.
So, you know, if you wanted to bench Rice or Ridley for Le'Veon Bell, in my opinion, that would be a mistake because I think I have them ranked a little bit higher. It's really between Chris Johnson and Le'Veon Bell. To me, Jared Boykin wasn't even in the running for the flex.
All right.
All right.
Let's move on. We got a lot to do here.
All right, let's get to some emails. You want to read off the emails? Because you know I get a headache from them.
Sure. All right, this is from Chris J. Should I trade Romo for CJ2K? His other quarterback is Breeze. So he's trying to dump Romo. Romo for CJ2K.
I'm trying to get a better running back than Chris Johnson if you're giving up Romo, because chances are you're making that. I mean, Romo's top eight quarterback. You're going to make your opponent's team better and just take away what his running back three or four. I would try to get either a receiver or a little bit of a better upgrade at running back there.
All right, next one, Russell in New York City. Excellent show, he says. Thanks for not wasting half the show this week with Kevin's insane trade ideas.
Wow, Russell, bringing the heat there. What do you think about that one, Kev? Silence from the producer.
He said,
Bush League.
Kevin hasn't been the same since the muscle hamster went down.
Don't do it.
He even wrote, cue the music.
Yeah. Russell's right. He's right.
Hey. I love it. Russell, good stuff. All right, so here's his question. Let's help Russell out.
Yeah.
Both of his stud tight ends are on bye this week, Vernon and Orange Julius. Should I get Delaney Walker, Tim Wright, or Dallas Clark?
What is with the Delaney Walker talks, Todd? Didn't we get an email about this earlier today?
Yeah.
Delaney Walker, I'm not using him in fantasy football. Tim Wright, not a bad option. I would like him even more if the matchup was better. Dallas Clark, oh, man. Dallas Clark is just not involved enough in that offense. I think Wright gets the targets. I have Dallas Clark ranked 25. I have Tim Wright ranked 13. So the matchup there is just not good for Tim Wright. But hey, Mike Glennon's going to have to throw the ball to somebody. It's either going to be Vincent Jackson or Tim Wright. So go with Tim Wright.
Next one, Higgins in Hopkintown. Sounds like a British type thing, doesn't it? I know it's Higgins and he emails every week. Higgins in Hopkintown.
I don't think it's Hopkintown.
That's what he wrote.
What's the name of that town, Kevin? Hopacton?
Hopkinton?
Hopkinton.
If it's Mass, it's Hop... now I can't say it.
Hopkinton.
Hopkinton.
Hopkinton. I don't think
Which is where the Boston Marathon starts.
How do you spell it?
Oh, really?
It's about 25 or 6 miles west.
Okay.
How do you spell it?
Hopkington, I believe.
No, all right, he left out the G. That's why I pronounced it differently. Sorry, boys.
All right, hey. I like Hopkinton better anyway.
That's there you go. So anyway, hey guys, I've got the most points in my league, but I'm in third place.
That's bad luck.
Last week, Michael Vick screwed him over. I was his bye week fill in. He put Mike Vick in, and the rest is history. So he's looking to bounce back. It's a league with a maximum of 4 running backs, 4 wide receivers on a team. He's basically asking, should I drop Colston for Marvin Jones, Alshon Jeffrey, Amendola, Percy Harvin, T.Y. Hilton?
See you later, Colston. Absolutely dropping him right away. Alshon Jeffrey, sign me up for that. Sign me up for Amendola. Sign me up for Percy Harvin. And sign me up for T.Y. Hilton. Of those guys, if you're just looking...
What about Marvin Jones?
Not more than Alshon Jeffrey, Amendola, Harvin, or T.Y.
All right.
Marvin Jones, listen, I mean, he has 6 touchdowns in 3 games. It's kind of like Eddie Royal in the beginning of the season. I think he'll still perform well, but double-digit touchdowns the rest of the way, I don't know if that's going to happen quite often.
All right, so what would your order be? Colston, four?
Well, it depends if he's looking just for this week or if he's looking rest of the way.
I think he's looking rest of the way.
If he's looking rest of the way, we don't know if it's PPR league.
Standard.
I don't know, Todd. Do you think Percy or T.Y.? Or Alshon? Why does he drop Boykin, too? I would drop Colston and Boykin. I would pick up Alshon Jeffrey and Percy Harvin.
There you go.
All right. Next.
For running back, should he drop Geo for Zach Stacy?
No.
Or he could drop Geo for Ellington?
No.
All right, so hold pat with Geo Higgins. Next one, another Chris J. This guy emails us all day long. Who should start in the second flex spot in a non-PPR league? Amendola, McGahee, no. Torrey Smith, James Jones, Mike James, Julian Edelman, no.
Torrey Smith, and I don't even think it's close.
I totally agree with you there. Sven, best regards from Germany, from Sven.
My boy Sven, Copenhagen.
All right, due to bye weeks, he has to start Jake Locker at quarterback and Kobe Fleener at tight end.
Is Copenhagen in Denmark?
Yes.
Or is it in Germany?
Oh. Yes. I wasn't paying any attention to what you were saying there. I was reading this email.
I'm trying to think of a German town that I know of. Berlin.
Berlin, Munich. Yes, Sven, if you're listening, bud, let us know where in Germany you are located, because Bill is very well informed in German. Culture and geography.
That's correct.
All right, who would you start out of these players? He needs 2 running backs, 2 receivers, and a flex. Ready?
You know, my girlfriend, I was like, oh, you know, we got these crazy emails today. One guy was from Germany. The other guy was from Australia. What was the one that we thought was in Central America? Anyway, she was like, how do you really know they are from these places that they say they are? I was like, I don't know. The Patriots, you know, they have a global audience and people listen from all over. She wasn't buying into the fact that we get listeners and emailers from all over the world. She just thinks it's people messing with us and, you know, just putting fake locations in.
I don't know. I don't know how to respond to that, Bill.
All right. I'm sorry.
I mean, she's a non-believer. We'll just call her a non-believer.
Non-believer.
She's a non-believer.
That's what I'm going to say to her. Non-believer. Okay. All right. Yeah.
All right. 2 running backs. Foster, Ridley, Bell.
Foster, Ridley, or Bell. Foster and Ridley.
2 receivers. Vincent Jackson. Harry Douglas. This is non-PPR. Vincent Jackson, Harry Douglas, Percy Harvin, Danny Amendola.
I don't know if Harvin's going to play this week. Amendola better in PPR, so I'm going to go with V. Jackson, Harry Douglas.
Totally agree. Now, in the flex, you take Bell, Harvin, Amendola.
Bell.
I agree. We're not sure on Percy Harvin yet.
Yeah, let's, you know.
I'm waiting and seeing on him, even if he does play. I'm not really plugging him in. I've got him in. Geez, I have him in all my leagues, actually, Bill, but I'm not diving in with him until he produces.
That's all.
What?
Yeah, just waiting a little bit.
Yes. All right. Dan M. has 3 quick questions, and he does a good job of making them nice and quick. Andre Ellington is available. Pick 2 of 3. Alfred Morris, Geo Ellington.
Alfred Morris, Geo, or Andre aren't the Cardinals aren't a bye this week.
I think he's talking about, like, who would you rather have down the rest of the way? You're right.
I would rather have Alfred Morris and Geo.
Okay. He dropped Vic to claim Andy Dalton.
Okay.
So now, today, this week, Andy Dalton or Luck?
Luck.
Agreed.
Listen, and the reason is simple. I don't trust anyone playing on Thursday night. Why is Antonio Holmes on NFL Network right now? He looks like a guy that they found off the streets of New York City, absolutely homeless. Is anyone else watching this? Please tell me someone else is watching this. Santonio Holmes looks like a bum from New York City. He has a long beard. He has a winter hat on and like a scarf. What is going? He hasn't played since week six. Why is this guy being interviewed right now on NFL
Fantasy
Live?
He looks like he should be eaten out of like a mangled
McDonald's
bag.
What the hell is going on out here?
Hey, McMuffin!
McMuffin! That was a good one, Kev.
Kevin.
Love the reference.
Wow. Kevin is alive and well.
All right, anyway, I'm sorry.
We're finally going to get our drinks. Oh, chicken, yeah.
Luck over Dalton. I don't like the Thursday night matchup.
All right, he's frustrated with Pierre Garçon, Dan is.
Yeah.
Who would you start over him this week? Terrence Williams, T.Y. Hilton, Marvin Jones, Roddy White, Percy Harvin.
T.Y. Luck and T.Y. go all in on the Colts.
Okay. Next question is from Dan in Virginia. Different Dan.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, he wrote a book, Bill. Couple of breakout games. Yes, we know.
Blah, blah, blah. Who do you
think
is better,
Backup quarterback? Dalton or Locker?
Dalton.
What do you think about Tom Brady moving forward in comparison to Dalton or Locker?
I think he's got to get better. He can't get any worse.
All right, we've been saying that every week, you know, Bill. It's not happening. So I'm just saying. We are wrong from time to time, and we have been wrong on Tom Brady so far.
You're right, but you know what? Amendola's back healthy. Gronk is back healthy. I think now is the time that Brady starts becoming Tom Brady again. TB12 back instead of just, you know, that guy formerly known as Tom.
Last question. Do you think Marvin Jones, Andre Ellington, or Kenny Stills are flashes in the pan?
Kenny Stills will have problems with consistency.
Agreed.
Andre Ellington is legit, and Terrence Williams is legit.
No, Marvin Jones.
Not Terrence Williams? Oh, I made that part up. Marvin Jones, I like him too.
Right, so if you're going to pick these guys up, I would say this is Ellington. I think he's legit, but keep your expectations in check. He's on a really bad team, bad offense. But we like what we've seen so far. I would try to get Ellington if you need running back help, and I would try to get Marvin Jones over Stills if you're trying to get a wide receiver off the waiver wire.
Yeah.
Agree with that?
Yep.
He has a P.S. Regarding the fifth element girl at the Halloween party, where's the pick, dude? Seriously.
Can't send out the pick, fellas. I wish I could, but can't do it.
For Kevin or whoever else hasn't seen the film, imagine a supermodel at a fashion show where the hot item is duct tape.
You know, Fifth Element is an awesome movie. Kevin, I'm surprised you haven't seen it. It's
awesome.
Yeah,
I gotta get on that.
It's really, really good. A lot of action, a lot of, you know, funny scenes.
Might need some alone time.
Good plot line. No, it's, I mean, there's nothing like, you might see her naked for like 5 seconds.
I'm saying, I might need some alone time.
Well, I mean, all right.
Next one, Bill. John in Winnipeg.
Canada?
Good job.
Where else would it be, Bill?
I don't know.
Winnipeg, Brazil, Bill.
Could be.
All right. Hey, guys, thanks for your great advice. I have now gone undefeated for the past 3 weeks in all three of my leagues thanks to your advice. Man, that's 9-0, Bill. That's pretty good.
No, I've now gone undefeated for the past 3 weeks.
In all three of his leagues.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're
three times math. Three is nine.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What else would it be, Bill?
Winnipeg is in Canada.
Winnipeg is in Canada, and 3 times 3 is 9. What Bill learned today?
All right.
I'm in a crunch for my 14-team standard scoring league because of buys. I have to start two of these three guys. Edelman, Bo, Colston.
Oh, man.
I'm going Bo and Colston, and I'm hating it. What do you think?
I know. I hate it, too. I really thought either one of these guys were one of my, stepping up in the second half of the year, and neither of them have done it so far. So I'm going to go with Bowen Colston, too. I don't really love either
one. There's a twist to this, too. Okay, so he does offer another opportunity. In my flex, I could drop one of those guys and pick up James Starks, Kenny Stills, Hayward Bay, or Curley? I'm dropping Colston. Are you dropping Colston? Are you dropping Edelman?
I'm dropping Edelman, and I'm picking up Hayward Bay.
Okay.
Not James Starks, not Curley. I don't mind Kenny Stills, but I'm dropping Edelman. That's tough, man.
He does say that Colston and Bo are there's a keeper thing, so dropping Colston would hurt him, whereas dropping Edelman might hurt him.
Drop Edelman.
Drop Edelman, pick up Hayward Bay.
Yeah.
There you go, John in Winnipeg. Nathan from the Southern California. I don't know why he says the Southern California, but he does.
SoCal's where it's at, man. I mean...
He's in a PPR. He currently has Amendola, DeSean Jackson, and Demaryius Thomas. Amendola's been useless. DeSean Jackson might not have anybody to throw him the ball, and Demaryius is on a bye week. I got super busy and have Harry Douglas, Boykin, Marvin Jones, and Stills on waivers. He thinks he can get all four of those guys. If he does... He's a very small league. If he does, he needs to play three receivers. Who would you play? Which three would you play, Bill? PPR, Amendola, DeSean Jackson, Harry Douglas, Boykin, Stills, Marvin.
I'm telling you who's definitely in. Harry Douglas, followed by DeSean Jackson and...
Boykin.
I was going to say Amendola.
Oh, Amendola?
Yeah, full point. Throw him
trust
in there.
That guy?
Against the Steelers? Step it up, Danny.
All right. All right. I think that's it, Bill.
I think you're right. Tremendous job today with the emails, everybody. Very, very happy. Hopefully, those of you who are emailing from outside the United States, you're not lying to me like my girlfriend assumes you are. Non-believer, she is.
She's a non-believer.
Non-believer.
That's incredible. That
no, they're legit.
How do you know?
Why
you
a lot of times they come in and visit when they're over for a game.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The UK Pats fans, the whole group just emailed me this morning, as a matter of fact. They're coming over for the Cleveland game. There's like 150 of them.
Breaking news, Sidney Rice is out for the remainder of the season with a torn ACL, which is interesting because he left the game last night with a head injury.
What?
Sidney Rice of the Seattle Seahawks left the game last night with a head injury, but he is out for the year with a torn ACL.
Mm. All right.
Either way, he sucked all year.
Well, hey,
I mean, yeah.
If Percy Harvin can get up to speed here, then that opens the door for him even further.
I think that may be one of the reasons why they had no problem putting Rice on the IR.
I hope so.
And, I mean, it was a torn ACL, so it wasn't like he was playing anyway.
All right.
All right, we did a great job today. Want to thank the emailers, thank all of our callers, thank our producer, Kevin Collins. Todd, do you have any last-minute thoughts before we take off?
Winnipeg is in what country?
Canada.
All right. And name two cities in Germany.
Berlin. Shoot, man.
Munich?
Munich. Good job, Kev.
Why would you help him?
I would not have gotten that one. And it's sad, too, because my brother was stationed in Germany for 2 years, and I don't even remember what base he was on.
Well, Sven, if you're listening, we need some more information. You're allowed to send us a long email for the Thursday show. Giving us a lowdown from Germany. We need to educate Bill.
Sprechen Sie Enright.
I would appreciate that. I would appreciate that. Thanks for listening to today's version of the Fantasy Football Champs. You know we are so fresh and so clean, and we'll be back here on Football Nation for Thursday, 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Thanks for listening. Take care.
FFChamps.com. Extraordinary results for fantasy football dominance.